Hey, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing. How about you, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good. Did you have a good weekend in Curtis?
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend. It was beautiful out there.
It was almost like instant summer, right? Like, when's the last time you can remember a weekend like this before Memorial Day?
Not very often.
That's for sure. Yeah. So let's talk about the fishing. You know, that's why I'm calling. I'd like to start with the streams in the eastern UP. What are you hearing from the stream fishermen?
The mayfly hatches are on out there. They're starting to get some trout, rather. They're doing pretty good on it.
Well, that's good. Are you hearing anything as far as spinner fishermen as well, or worm dunkers?
The spinners and the wormers are just starting, yeah. So it's just going to keep getting better and better here.
Any areas that seem like they've been producing more fish this year than others?
The Fox is always a good spot to start.
Mm-hmm. Also getting some reports from the two-hearted from trout fishermen, not steelheaders.
Yes, that's the two-hearted starting to produce as well, so.
All right, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to switch over and talk about the inland lakes in your neck of the woods. Where would you like to start? Walleye, perch, pike, bluegill?
Doesn't matter. We're going to talk all of them, so.
All right. Well, I'll let you tell me which ones have been the hottest.
Right now, South and Big, they're doing pretty good with the walleye. Pike is good. They're getting some real decent smallmouth and largemouth bass out there.
Mm.
The perch are just starting, as well as the bluegills, so floor presentation seems to be working about the best right now.
What about the spawn? How far along is that?
You know, I think the walleyes are pretty much done. I think the bluegills and perch are probably midway through,
okay,
from what I'm hearing.
So they're starting to see bluegills and panfish on their beds right now?
Yeah, it's starting. The bass are up on their beds. So it's starting.
Okay.
You know, by next weekend it should be full bore.
Well, let's talk about specifically what was working for the walleye then.
Started off as minnows. I can see a gradual change where the leeches and crawlers are starting to work again too. So it's a little bit of everything. It's just a matter of what you want to fish with right now.
Now, are you selling mostly harnesses or just single hook and slip bobber type technique?
You know, it's about even right now. The harnesses are definitely a bonus right now because of the coloration on them and like that. And the bobbers and hooks are always a good choice.
Well, on the harnesses, you know, you mentioned the color. Has there been a handful of colors or one color that stood out to you?
Yeah, pink and purple. You know, pink ones, purple ones, and then the white and gold.
Well, make sure you stick around for the second half of this talk with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. And we'll continue with the Eastern UP Fishing Report. Switch over to pike and muskie, plus a $1,000 first prize in the walleye tournament this weekend in Curtis. We'll get you more info on that when we get back to this in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.